but once he'd supped and refreshed himself with food, he filled the wooden bowl he'd been drinking from, brimmed it with wine, and passed it to his host, who received the offer gladly, spirit cheered as the stranger probed him now with winging words. "Friend, who was the man who bought you with his goods, the master of such vast riches, powerful, as you say? You tell me he died defending Agamemnon's honour. What's his name? I just might know such a man. Zeus would know, and the other deathless gods, if I ever saw him, if I bring you any news. I've roamed the whole earth over." And the good swineherd answered, "Foreman of men, old friend, no wonder landing here with news of him is likely to win his wife and dear son over. Random drifters, hungry for bed and board, lie through their teeth and swallow back the truth. Why, any tramp washed up on Ithaca's shores scurries right to my mistress, babbling lies, and she ushers him in, kindly pressing for details, and the warm tears of grief come trickling down her cheeks, the loyal wife's way when her husband's died abroad. Even you, old codger, could rig up some fine tale, and soon enough, I'd say, if they gave you shirt and clothing for your pains. My master? Well, no doubt the dogs and the wheeling birds have ripped the skin from his ribs by now. His life is through, or fish have picked him clean at sea, and the man's bones lie piled up on the mainland, buried deep in sand. He's dead and gone. Aye, leaving a broken heart for loved ones left behind, for me, most of all. Never another master kind as he. I'll never find one, no matter where I go, not even if I went back to mother and father, the house where I was born and my parents reared me once. Oh, but much as I grieve for them, much as I long to lay my eyes on them, set foot on the old soil, it's longing for him. Him that wrings my heart. Odysseus, lost and gone. That man, old friend, far away as he is, I can scarcely bear to say his name aloud, so deeply he loved me, cared for me, so deeply. Worlds away as he is, I call him master, brother. My friend, the great Odysseus long in exile answered, since you are dead certain, since you still insist he's never coming back, still the soul of denial, I won't simply say it. On my oath I swear, Odysseus is on his way. Reward for such good news? Let me have it the moment he sets foot in his own house. Dress me in shirt and cloak in handsome clothes. Before then, poor as I am, I wouldn't take a thing. I hate that man like the very gates of death, who, ground down by poverty, stoops to peddling lies. I swear by Zeus, the first of all the gods, by this table of hospitality here, my host, by Odysseus's hearth where I have come for help, all will come to pass, I swear, exactly as I say. True, this very month, just as the old moon dies and the new moon rises into life, Odysseus will return. He will come home and take revenge on any man who offends his wedded wife and princely son. Good news, you replied, Eumaeus, loyal swineherd. But I will never pay a reward for that, old friend. Odysseus, he'll never come home again. Never. Drink your wine. Sit back. Let's talk of other things. Don't remind me of all this. The heart inside me breaks when anyone mentions my dear master. That oath of yours, we'll let it pass. Odysseus, oh, come back. Just as I wish, I and Penelope, old Laertes too, Telemachus too, the godlike boy, how I grieve for him now, I can't stop, Odysseus's son, Telemachus, the gods reared him up like a fine young tree, and I often said, in the ranks of men, he'll match his father, his own dear father, amazing in build and looks, that boy, but all of a sudden a god wrecks his sense of balance. God or man, no matter, off he's gone to catch some news of his father, down to holy Pylos, and now those gallant suitors lie in wait for him sailing home to tear the royal line of Acisius, out of Ithaca, root and branch, good name and all. Enough. Let him pass too, whether he's trapped, or the hand of Zeus